Hi, Marty Lurie here, John Miller. Bill King inducted into the Hall of Fame, as we like to say. He gets the Ford C. Frick Award. Bill King meant a lot to you, John. Let's get your thoughts about him.
I grew up with Bill King. I grew up with Lon Simmons and Russ Hodges with the Giants. I remember, as a 10-year-old, hearing Bill on the Giants games, and just occasionally, sometimes Russ would go away to do a heavyweight championship boxing match. He did the, when he was still called Cassius Clay, the Cassius Clay, Sonny Liston, both of them. And so then Lon would move into the number one spot, and Bill King would be the number two guy. And then later in the season when the 49ers started playing, then Lon would be gone on the weekends, and so it would be Russ, and then Bill King would work with Russ. And the one I always remembered, because I bought the record album. In those days, if you won the pennant, a company called Fleetwood Records near Boston would put a record album out of the highlights of your season. So I was first in my neighborhood to order that record album. And the final game of the year, which I listened to, and it was a radio sport in those days. The Giants only televised the games that were played in L.A., and the Dodgers the same. Just the games in San Francisco. Otherwise, if you wanted to follow the team, you had to listen to the radio. Bill was the producer, and Ken Korak, in his great book about Bill, the biography of Bill King, there's some really cool pictures of Bill in the booth going through the ticker tape. That's the way he used to get the out-of-town scores. And Bill had the ticker tape running through his left hand and is putting scores on a score sheet so that Russ and Lon during the game could grab that scoreboard and read what was going on. Because we didn't have laptop computers. They didn't in those days, that's for sure. So that's what Bill did. And there's a couple of just priceless pictures of Bill in the booth with Russ and Lon as a producer. He's got a little cigar in his mouth, and it's pretty macho looking, I'll tell you. And Bill told me that he realized, although he loved baseball, that he didn't see Russ Hodges or Lon Simmons leaving those jobs anytime soon. And he got this offer. The Warriors moved out from Philadelphia to do NBA basketball. So he thought, well, I better take it because I really don't want to leave the Bay Area for a baseball job or anything, any other reason. Because he just fell in love with the area and realized this is my kind of place. So so that's how he ended up leaving baseball and going into the NBA, where to me he was the greatest NBA broadcaster I ever heard. And his football was pretty much the same. I don't think anybody's ever been better at broadcasting a football game on the radio than Bill. But because of that, so many people got those sports from Bill or even grew up with those sports through Bill that those people didn't realize Bill's baseball affection and how good he was at the game. I didn't realize that. I just had these little snippets of memory about Bill because he did Ed Bailey's home run that proved to be the winning run in the seventh inning in the final game of the 62 season. They had to win that game, and the Dodgers had to lose to set up a playoff between the Giants and Dodgers. And so Bailey hit the home run, and he hit a foul ball home run, just barely foul. And then the next pitch, boom, now he hit one fair. It was very dramatic, and that was Bill's call. So one of the biggest calls in the Giants' history in San Francisco up to that time, and for many years afterward, that was Bill King's voice on the highlight and on that record album. So I always, even though I remember hearing it live, that was always sort of a memory I could relive anytime I felt like just putting the record album on. But years later, I'm up for a job in Cincinnati doing television, and I had just had my first year in baseball doing the A's, 1974, and then I got fired just before the next season. And the only baseball job that was still open was the Cincinnati Reds TV. And they flew me back there. They really wanted me for this job. And I had to meet the sponsors. And then they brought me over to the ballpark to meet Dick Wagner, the general manager of the Big Red Machine. And So I was thinking about all the stuff I know about the Reds and what he might be asking me and what I might have to know and so on and so forth. And what I wasn't prepared for was Dick Wagner saying, so, do you know, being out there in the Bay Area, do you know Bill King? And I said, well, you know, I don't know him, but I've grown up listening to him. He's the best basketball announcer I've ever heard and the best football announcer I've ever heard. And he says, well, that being the case, you'd probably be surprised when I tell you that his best sport is baseball. And I was surprised. I said, really? And I told him I remember hearing Bill just a little bit doing some Giants games when I was 9, 10 years old. And he knew Bill from the minor leagues back in the 50s. And I think you remember more about what city, Lincoln, somewhere in the Midwest. And they were together. And he said, I mean, he was great at it. And he says, I always thought, well, this guy, somebody's going to get a great play-by-play man in the big leagues. And he says, and he was shocked that he ended up in the NBA and the NFL and not baseball, because it wasn't just that he was great at it, according to Dick Wagner, but he had such a love and passion for the game. And I was like, really? I didn't know that either. So a while later, I had a chance to meet Bill and found that out for myself and what knowledge he had of the game and how much he loved talking about the game. And he loved Bob Elson, one of the real pioneers of baseball broadcasting. He did the White Sox games. And I only remember Bob Elson when the A's brought him out at the end of his career. And he was 100 years old by then. And I think he felt like he was in Siberia. And so I don't think I heard, you know, the commander, as they called him, from his days in World War II at his best. But Bill heard Elson at his best and was a kid who just, you know, sat on every word and wanted to know everything there was. And I talked to Bill's daughter, his stepdaughter, Kathleen, just today. She's getting ready to head up to Cooperstown as you and I record this, and telling her some of those stories, some of which she had not heard the Dick Wagner story. Yeah, really? And she was like, he never told me that. And she says, I'm so happy you told me that story. Yeah. Because, and the reason I bring that up with you, Marty, is because I heard more than once from people after Bill got the Ford Frick Award. Says, you know, the funny thing is, that's really only his third best sport. And that's where I beg to differ. And obviously Dick Wagner would beg to differ from the old days. Bill was a great baseball announcer, and he had not done the game for nearly 20 years. So, you know, and he and Nancy would go off on their sailboat and during the baseball season, the off season for basketball and the NBA and the NFL. So he wasn't really keeping tabs on what was going on in the game, but he took the job of the A's, and then he called the Sporting News, the Bible of baseball, and he backordered, I don't know, 10 or 12 years of Sporting News and poured through them and made clippings and made books on every single team and players so that he, by the time the season started, he was totally up to speed on all the major things that happened in games, trades, expansion drafts, you name it, and controversies, and he knew all of that stuff. And not Googling stuff, because Bill was not a computer guy and never would be, but that's the way he did it. And, you know, he had his scissors, and he had the all these sporting news and newspapers, and he made clippings, and then he had his little jar of rubber cement, and he would paste those into his book, and that's what he did. So, Bill King, just a treasure. And for me, and it really didn't mean anything to Bill, but I told him, says, you know, for me, the great thing was growing up here. You taught me how to do play-by-play. And, I mean, Russ and Lon were the baseball guys, and they taught me so much as well. But nobody was better at painting the picture on the radio of any of those sports than Bill. And I didn't even realize it when I was listening, but as I got older and started doing play-by-play, I realized, how do I know even how to do this? You know, I learned it from those guys, and especially from Bill King.
Well, John, I love the recollection
It's wonderful. What an honor. To hear you talk about it, it just hit home to me what an honor it is for Bill to get this recognition that's so well deserved. That's what hit me when, as I listened to you talk.
And it's really kind of tragic that he's not around to enjoy it, although, as his daughter Kathleen has said many times, it's nothing that he ever aspired to, nothing he ever talked about. She never heard him talk about it even one time. She did hear him talk about the one time he went to Cooperstown to the Hall of Fame and how much he loved it and how he just could hardly tear himself away from it. He needed more time there to pour through everything. So, and that's, I think, the joy of this weekend, of Bill getting that award at long last, for her and her brother John and all the Bill King fans, and Ken Korak, his partner for many years with the Athletics. But it's kind of bittersweet because she knows, and she told me that he would have just loved this, and I'm so sad that he's just not here to take it all in. So, and I told her, I says, well, I hope that you're able just to enjoy every minute of it, and I think it's really cool that you were so close to Bill the last year he did the games, because you know he needed that, what was it, a hip replacement. She was driving into the ballpark every day and then driving him home after, and she was sharing the game with him like she had never before. So, which was a special time, but also. There's nobody who knows more about Bill and who also learned so much about the game from Bill at the same time. And she's going to make a great speech, I'm sure, at the award ceremony.
Well, what a pleasure. Boy, you hit it hard, John. This is perfect. Just perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Marty. Thanks. All the best. Have fun up there.
Okay. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader. There you go.